We require appeals in Florida, and then the state pays for the appeals. Then many of the prisoners can't pay for the defense, so the state pays for the defense. The average length of time is more than 14 years for the appeal process in Florida. So when we add up all those costs, the point that I'm making is it just doesn't work. The death penalty can't be a deterrent if it's rarely carried out. And the whole process that we have to be as careful as we need to be costs $24 million per execution. The answer economically is don't have the death penalty. Keep people in jail. We would accomplish the same aim, and we'd save millions at $50 million a year or more.
Is that an argument, though, that would have carry any water with the families of victims, though? How would you pitch that to them?
Well, the vengeance is terribly expensive. We're not succeeding in even providing them with the kind of comfort that they want because we are not able to carry out the death penalty very effectively.
Is there any political will to make this kind of change? That seems like it might be a bridge too far.
Well, I don't know. There's starting to be a lot more press about how expensive this process is and how difficult it is to carry it out. And then there is a whole contingent of people who believe that the death penalty is immoral. But separate and apart from those legitimate concerns on both sides of this equation, my point is it's simply not working. It's bad economic policy. And at $24 million in execution, we need to do something else.
Do you think this argument might come to the forefront more as people start to talk more about the availability of the drugs that are used to carry out these executions too?
Sure. All of those things tend to mitigate against the death penalty. There is growing concern about our inability to assure 100% accuracy in our verdicts as well. But all those things aside, again, I'm really making the simple economic point that no matter where you stand morally or ethically on this issue, economically, we are not making this work in an efficient and effective fashion by any measure.
Let's talk now about another policy change that you say would save about $300 million a year in direct taxpayer costs at the state and local level. And we're talking about recidivism here.
Well, we're talking about electronic monitoring of prisoners. We're talking about letting some nonviolent prisoners out of prison early, but keeping them on GPS trackers and carefully monitoring their behavior. That would save significant amount of money. It costs about $15 per inmate per day to go on a tracking system compared to between $55 a day in the state prison system and over $100 a day in the county prison system. We have over 200,000 inmates in Florida, roughly divided half and half between the state and the county. So if we took 10% of those, certainly we could find 10% of those prisoners would be sufficiently nonviolent to allow them to go on a monitoring system, and we would say $40 per prisoner per day times 20,000 prisoners. We're talking about a lot of money.
Electronic monitoring, though, that's another program that's come under scrutiny. There's been some media attention. There's been some mistakes made in Orange County. Again, maybe a political tough sell.
Yes, there certainly has been mistakes made in Orange County, but generally speaking, the programs work very well nationally, despite some mistakes that are made. And all I was calculating was the direct savings. There's also a huge indirect savings because recidivisms are going down dramatically for those on these electronic monitoring systems. So there's an additional economic benefit to moving in this direction.
Finally, here's a policy change you say would save about $100 million a year for Florida taxpayers. We're talking about homelessness. Explain your thoughts here.
The cost only of jailing homeless people on average, based on the study here in Central Florida, is $9,700 per homeless person per year. $9,000. It would cost less than $5,000 per year to simply house them. So, and that just measures the direct jailing costs. There are other costs that the homeless incur, emergency room costs, for example, and other things. So it is far more economically beneficial and it is more effective to house these people. Many of the chronically homeless people are mentally ill to begin with. So simply jailing them is not solving any problems. And we keep expending these funds in a way that is not producing a good economic result and not producing a good social result.